When the term re-emerged as a term of art in France, it was in the hands of the group of thinkers known as the Doctrinaires, whose most prominent member was François Guizot, whose reflections on history, the revolution, and the condition of France led them to believe that the pressure for equality, understood initially as equality of status or rank, might well be part of what was distinctive about the modern world that they saw emerging from the ancien régime states of Europe. Alexis de Tocqueville famously sought to extend his knowledge of this emerging future by a trip to the United States in 1830. But Tocqueville was very clear that he understood democracy as, at heart, a social form rather than a political one. Hence his definition of democracy as a process tending to the equalization of condition. Hence also his ability to construct chapter headings such as Government of the Democracy in America. The way that Tocqueville framed his question was essentially common to the Doctrinaires and to a wide range of French thinkers who had a major influence on developments in southern European states. The question was, if modern societies were tending towards democracy or social equality, what political forms could be devised to manage those new social orders in ways that would preempt the worst consequences with democracy that had been experienced in the classical world, and that they saw as having been reenacted and re-experienced in dramatic fashion in revolutionary France between 1792 and 1794. Tocqueville saw the American system of government not as the inevitable concomitant of democracy, but as the product of distinctive local conditions. And following in a long tradition of French writers, he emphasised the importance of ensuring that institutional arrangements were suited to those local conditions. When he sat back and compared the influence of geography, laws, and mores or customs and habits of mind, he was absolutely clear that the last was the predominant influence. By the second volume of Democracy in America, published in 1840, he'd linked democracy still more firmly to a set of ingrained attitudes or habits of the heart, not to a set of particular political institutions.